It's already the fifth day of our important session. You have been sitting for 5 days intensively. You have strength. 5 days of accumulated practice power. Even if you fall, you get right back up. Fall down, get up. Fall down, get up. Steadily, steadily, you make this one step. You are receiving and embracing the teaching of Buddhas and ancestors. Your life is full, complete. All the universe is this one doing. All heaven and earth, the same root. All the myriad things, one. This one truth. You accept this teaching, yes. You receive, you openly receive this one truth. All is this one truth. In the beginning of your practice, when you started practicing, maybe you weren't quite so sure, really certain. But now, you are finally really hearing it. All heaven and earth, the same root. There is no separation, no barrier. This truth is never stained, never disappears. Truth is always right here. I am always blessed with truth, always receiving. It is decided. All the universe is complete virtue, perfect merit. Being one, how could there be any separate I, me, mine to grasp, to be grasped? With grasping, there is longing, losing, forgetting, dropping, disappearing, dying. When we feel that we stand to lose what is grasped, we are thrown into discord, into confusion. The deeply ingrained habit of maneuvering mind kicks in. Someone asked me, if there's no me, then what is there to live for? Reasons to live, that kind of thinking does not even begin to pay homage to true I, the absolute jewel, beyond thought. Original mind. The wind is my breath. The sun is my eye. This bright, clear world, so beautiful. The sun is my eye. The vast sky is my heart. The wind, my breath. The mountain is my body. Carrying forth an I, me, mine, grasping me as being some small self encased inside a body, you cannot meet genuine. The sun is my eye, the vast skies my heart, the wind my breath, the mountain my body. All heaven and earth, the same root, all the myriad things, one, one body. How blessed we are. Due to delusive thinking, we fail to perceive. The world is not composed of separate, independent bits and pieces thrown together. Above and below the heavens, I am alone, the honored one. Even though there is birth, all is clearly one. More, still more, just be sincere in your practice. Sincere. This one doing. Do it with kindness, with great care. Be one with this one doing. There is only doing. So more, still more. Buddhas and ancestors of old were as we are now. We in the future shall be Buddhas and ancestors. Wonder of wonders, all beings of Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. Buddhas and ancestors of old were as we are now. We in the future shall be Buddhas and ancestors. Revering Buddhas and ancestors, we are one, one Buddha, one ancestor. The Buddhas and ancestors, the awakened ones, the character of that enlightenment deeply refined, polished. Revering Buddhas and ancestors, we are one, one Buddha, one ancestor. At the roots of roots one, all is one. And this one and all is just now here. So don't hesitate. Revering the Buddhas and ancestors, we are one. One Buddha, one ancestor. Do not hold. There is no need to hold on. Do not grasp. There is no need to grasp. The all essential truth is just this one doing. Receiving everything, receiving all. You want to give all. Giving this one doing. Revering the Buddhas and ancestors, we are one. There is no escape. Do you understand that? There is just doing. Sincerely, earnestly, single-minded doing. Those who in past lives were not enlightened will now be enlightened. In this life, save the body which is the fruit of many lives. Two, three, four separate, divided, cut-off things. This as opposed to that. I used to see the world this way. Come to realize how you've been deluded this time, stupefied. This is what you understand when you see finally for yourself that we are one. This one is deeply decided in your each one doing. Be earnest, carry through earnestly. Let's see how brightly you will let it shine. This is the fifth day of Sesshin. You are not making something, creating something. You are doing what is, being what is. Simply this one. Buddhas and ancestors of old were just as we are now. Surely they grasped and were weighed down by the burden of grasping, just as we are. There was a time when they, just like us, didn't yet realize the heaviness and the pain of grasping. There was just wanting to hold on. And there was restlessness and confusion. When everything you thought to be real is dropped, only then the genuine is revealed. And that real, this real, the genuine, is eternal. What I had thought to exist turns out not to be, when that which I could not have thought shows itself to be. This time, what you had always thought to be real, you recognize as looking off. Everything that you could ever want is already yours, your great self. This is not greed. The Buddhas of old have all said it from experience. All heaven and earth, oneself. All the three worlds are my life. All the many beings are my dear, lovely children. Before Buddhas were enlightened, they were the same as we. Enlightened people of today are exactly as the old Buddhas. We can say that with no reserve, without hesitation. The law of cause and effect is reality. Life is continuous. Eternal. This one truth is eternal. Nothing is lost, disappearing, and nothing is left out. So Shakyamuni Buddha shouted in amazement upon his enlightenment, wonder of wonders, all beings a Buddha. All the myriad things, eternal. Going nowhere, right here. Before Buddhas were enlightened, they were just as we are. Enlightened people of today are exactly as the old Buddhas. This is the exact transmission of a verified Buddha. Grasping, holding, complacency, pride, don't indulge in them. Throw yourself into the house of Buddha. This wonder of wonders is not so mean and pitiful that it could be grasped. All of heaven and earth, one root. All the myriad things, one body. I pray that your belief in inherent Buddha nature be strong and certain, decided. Carry on your practice of the true mind faith. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.